Hey, Level Up ladies, it's yours truly, Joshi, and welcome to the Level Up podcast, where I help aspiring young females level up to the boss they
high
always dreamed to be.
You from low quality experiences, and that's how Mary had a little lamb.
That man for the streets, okay?
Either you're gonna boss up or stand down, move forward or stay stuck, no failures, just lessons. The level up does not stop based on how you feel, sweetheart.
Hey girlies, welcome back to another episode on the Level Up with Joshia podcast with your girl Joe. I feel like I've been gone so long, so much done happened. Why? Girlies, we have done gone viral. We have already made the newspaper. We have had to fight for our lives against the Dusty Men and the Pycnicias on social media. Girlies, we out there now. Like persons are really starting to watch us now, and they're like, why is this woman giving us the game? I'm always give y'all the game. And what they gonna do? What the Dusty Man gonna do? Complain because I'm not trying to attract a Dusty. Only big niches deal with me anyway. And the big niches that I deal with, they don't get involved in drama. Okay? Sassy men love drama. Sassy men love to run on with women. But girlies, don't worry. I have an announcement, I think, like October 7th or 8th or something like that. I don't remember the date, but I have an announcement for us girlies. Because what to do, girl? I have so much things for us to catch up on. But y'all know I'm coming back with the gates swinging with this episode. And I'm going to give you some things men want from you sexual-wise or during sex, but they would never ask you for. So it's going to get very spicy and hot in here. This episode is rated R. Okay, this is rated E for explicit. So if you're in the car listening, because I don't advise to continue this episode. But girlies, thank you so much for your support, because Pass Me the Vodka has been sold out in Nassau. And I am not restocking until Black Friday. Girlies, because I have to get the production out. So I'm going to do something special for you all. I'm going to put a discount code on the website where you're going to be able to get one of the books for free. On the website, I'm not going to tell you which one. It's the digital now. It's not the physical copy. So if you go and you purchase either Pass Me the Vodka or Pass Me the Wine, and you will get another book on the website that you can download for free. So I'm going to do that for you girlies, because I want you to get put on game, because the feedback from the girlies about the book is, I'm so happy girlies reading the book in one day. Like, it's that interesting. I love that for us. What to do? Okay, so girlies, let me tell you something. This episode ain't for you all to freak out the men that are not yours. This episode is not telling you that when you are dating a man that you should do any of these things. I need to put the disclaimer. This is only for the men that are y'all on. You own that big niche. That big niche has invested in you. You have already walked in the decorated room. You have already gotten your needs like supplied. He is carrying on like the Father in heaven that loves us. He is a miracle worker. He is a way maker, and he is a provider. That's what we're on with these type of men. These are the men that get that type of treatment. You don't get this type of treatment to the Dusty Man and the Sassy Man. You don't get that, or the men that don't want to claim you. You don't do that. So I'm going to read a snippet out of my book from the chapter Men and Sex, because I had a whole chapter on this in Pass Me the Vodka. And girlies, remember, from Pass Me the Wine, I teach you all men want sex. Though the quicker you learn that, the less you will get swing. Because I used to think if I don't talk to men about sex, that they would not want sex from me. Lies. I used to think that when a man comes to me and be like, I don't want to have sex. I don't want sex from you. I don't want you to think that. Yeah, you're thinking that. Yeah, you want to fuck, but you just don't want to say it. But I know that's what you want. So any man that is interested in you, girlie, or is sexually attracted to you in some way or form, do not be fooled. It is our duty as women to find out those men that doesn't only want to look for sex from us, okay? We want to find men that likes us, but then still want to, you know, have us bend over and ask who this is. So let's get into it. So in the snippet, I'm not going to read the full book, because I'm literally starting from a line where you're going to be wondering, well, what the three things is, Joe? What to do? Go and read it, okay? Let's get into it. So from the book Pass Me the Vodka, in this chapter it says, Men and Sex. None of the above are to please you. If a man pleases you, it's to benefit him in the end. is to get you attached enough to only want sex from him, so you are more accessible to him and he has less work to do when one of the three above urges comes along. The reason we as women hold sex to a high regard is because sex is the act of receiving to us. Men enter us, we don't enter men. Okay, this is why we feel betrayed as women when men sleep with other women, because we feel they have connected with another woman as they have connected with us. All right, there are some men who actually saw healthy sexual affectionate practices amongst their parents, who also become influenced by this behavior, whereas they hold monogamy to a high regard and associate sex with the same. Then you have other men who saw promiscuity at its highest and subconsciously feel this is the right attitude to have towards sex. The concept of sex can vary greatly among different individuals. So, in that part that I read, there are three reasons men have sex, and none are to benefit you, but it's still to benefit him in the end. Okay, I know it sounds selfish. All right, it sounds selfish. That's why. Let me tell y'all something. Don't y'all ever feel some type of way when you want the money and the bag, because when these men want to have sex with you, it is still in the end to benefit, which I said is for him to have more access to you, for you to be attached to him, and for when one of those three main reasons he has sex comes along, he don't have to put in too much work. Okay, so why are you feeling some type of way when you asking for some corn, when you asking for the bike? Because he ain't gonna slap up and asking you for sex, but you slapping up asking for some money and to be taken care of and to be wine and dine. Girl, you better get some sense. Anyway, so for the men that have already proven themselves, girlies, these are the things they want during sex but would never ask you for. Number one. should I go up or down? Which one I should do, girlies? Okay, number one. Men want to watch you please yourself. Now, I'm not saying these men want y'all lift the boxes inside. I'm saying the men want y'all do the labor. Men actually want to see you play with yourself. Like, I've asked men, like, keep in mind that these are surveys for men, not women, because not many of us, I know I wouldn't just come out the gate doing it. Mind you, I have never done that. I've never, ever, ever done that. And you know what? I'm not going to be planning on doing it anytime soon, because y'all know I abstain in. But still, girlies, this is why. Let me tell you something. You don't notice that men, let's think about, like, dating apps. You don't notice, like, the first thing on dating apps, that's why I don't recommend dating apps. I don't think dating apps make sense to me, right? But if it works for you, then cool. They ask for videos or pictures of yourself, because it's a turn on for men. Men are turn on when you are pleasuring yourself, especially like if he is in your ear, like if he is around you and you're pleasuring yourself, he feels as if that he is the reason for that. Okay, it's a turn on. It's a turn on. So when a woman that a man is attracted to, like when he is attracted to you and you do something like that, you will have him like a dog to a bone. Can't leave you alone. Man is not an issue because your pom pom turn up. That's what it can be. That's what it's going to be, girlies. So if next time, if y'all don't believe me, try it. And y'all personally DM me, please, because I want to know. I want to know, because y'all always in my business, so I want to be in y'all own too. Y'all personally DM me and let me know, how did he react when you do it? How did he react when you open your secret area and you started to play with yourself in front of him? Let me know what he do. Let me know what he do, because I want to figure it out. Like, let me know if men is just like slapping up when they did the survey for me, or these men are being serious, okay? So, number two. Men like to watch you give head. Girlies, I know y'all done see. I have an episode on how to give head. How I find that information? Let me tell you, life be reading, baby. ISB in the sex books. ISB in the chat rooms. I is get the premium information for y'all. Premium information for y'all. This is it. This is it, you know? And this is why I have to get the person. Listen to me. This is why we have to have our personal channel soon, girlies, okay? But men like to watch you give them head. If you don't know how to give head, your man might get take. Your man might get take. And I don't know why men like to watch women give head. I think the reason that men like head so much is because it reminds you of the it reminds them of the insides of your vagina, because your mouth is warm, right? And it has like all of the tissues inside. So I feel like that's why they personally like head, because it also mimics the inside of your vagina. That's what I think. Okay, men love oral sex. Very rarely you're gonna find a man that does not like to give head. That no, we want men that give head. Yeah, duh. We want men that give head. Men like to give head too, but we ain't talking about us right now. We talking about the men's them, what they like right now. And a man likes a woman that gives head. Because let me tell you something, if you find a man and he say he don't like head, bombastic side eye, we looking at you side eye, because you sound like you going from sassy men territory into fairy territory really soon, and even them like it. So yes, men like to watch you gobble it up. So the next time you give head, move your hair to the side and let him watch. Now there's a chance, girlies, if y'all don't listen to this episode around kids, there's a chance, girlies, that these men might bust in your mouth. So be, Lord, what to do? Okay, it might be, you know, when if it's too good, he might bust in your mouth. So just be ready. If you want into that and you don't like how it tastes and you want into that, girlies, make sure let him just say, let me know. Just give me the signal with sound you can make before you do it, so I can move. Okay, but yes, men like to watch women give them head. Number three, okay? Now, girlies, men like when you talk back to them in sex. So men don't want you lay there bored. Men don't want you there just not saying anything. Men want to hear what you have to say. Men use that feedback to keep going. And I think the reason that they use that feedback to keep going, because they actually want to know if you're enjoying it. So men like communication during sex. Okay, if you find a man that doesn't like to communicate during sex with you, I don't think he really likes you. I think you're just a score. Okay, but when a man is like really connected to you and really into you, they want to hear your response during sex. Okay, they want to hear what you have to say during sex. They want you when he start talking like heavy talk. Y'all know that heavy talk, what it's come about. Woo. When he start talking heavy talk, he wants you to talk heavy back. That's what he wants. What to do? He wants your talk heavy back. He wants your talk heavy back, girlies. Okay, all right. Moving on. Number four. Men wanna have sex other than on the inside of the bedroom, girlies. Like I know, I think the reason that women like to have sex in the bedroom, because it's comfort for us, and it makes us feel homely. It makes us feel like we are wives and not whores, right? So that's why I think we like to have sex in the bedroom, because then it doesn't make us feel like, you know, it ain't feeling too whorish, right? But see, for your man, a man that's really big niche in your life, you gotta do it. You gotta do it all. But men want to have adventurous sex. So men don't only want to have sex in the bedroom. So let me tell you something. A man will get bored very fast if you only want to have sex at the same time, the same place, the same way, okay? You need to go in different rooms to the house. You need to go to a hotel. You need to find a nice spot. I ain't saying this because you ain't supposed to do this because it's public indecency. You need to find a nice spot on the beach at night. Be spontaneous after a date. Just say put it in. Or just say keep driving. I can give head. Like, you got to get like that. Y'all stay right there. There is somebody out there that will do it for your man if you don't do it. Especially if your man, he's spendy. Y'all ever had a spendy man? The man would just say, let me tell you something. This is a bonus, girlies, y'all.
when you have the man, let me tell you all the man stem that y'all need to do this for. This is the man stem that got it right now. These are the ones who can tell you, I gotta see. These are the ones that tell you, wait till Friday. These are the ones that tell you, wait till the end of the month. These are the ones who say, baby, come for it now, baby. Hey, you get anything. Anything. Any friggin' thing. Anything. Anything. Okay, girlies. So, you need to come outside of the bedroom. You can simply start by your next vacation. Go on the balcony. Them people don't know y'all anyway. Y'all in for mail. Go on the balcony. Go on the balcony. As soon as you walk inside, just bend over. He'll be so shocked. Y'all don't go and get pregnant, you know. Because next summer, we really need to be outside. Because this summer, I was really trying to just get my body together, girlies. But I want y'all outside with me next summer. I just want to be able to drop the location in our private chat and we link up. And that goes for anywhere. That be if I in a country, I want to drop myself and be like, where the girlies at? Y'all link up with me, tap in. But girlies, y'all need to go start by your next vacation on the balcony. Don't let you just walk into a decorated room. You want to go on the roof? Okay, then. Let's go on. Number five. Men want you to reenact their fantasies. Let me tell you something. Men ain't gonna never ask y'all none of these things, you know, but you just have to be able to, like, feed on this energy and know when the time is right to do these things. So, men want you to put effort into dressing up sometimes. And guess what? Shein has been a lifesaver for all of us. Fashion Nova has been a lifesaver for all of us. Victoria's Secret is still a lifesaver for all of us. Salvage Fenty is a lifesaver for all of us. Girlies, invest in lingerie for your man. You don't only have to allow your man to have lingerie on his birthday, Christmas, Valentine's Day. Learn how to actually dress up. And then sometimes, like, if your man wants you to, if your man say you want a night nurse, then dress up as a night nurse. Mm-hmm. The only thing I don't want you to dress up as is a clown. But if he wants you to be the sexy night nurse, he wants you to be Catwoman, he wants you to be Wonder Woman, whatever it is. He wants you to be Casper the Ghost and he just say, just come as you are with nothing on. Then you do that. You do that. You do that for him because that's big niche. Okay? Where do you want you? He wants you to put on a maid outfit. Put on a maid outfit then. Y'all have to get really creative in this day and time because the attention spans of human beings and men in general is very, very, very short and very, very low. And I want you to always keep in the back of your mind, if you have a good man, not only you know that you have a good man and you need to make sure that that man is entertained and satisfied, especially when he's making a conscious effort to do it for you. Number six, men want you to do out of the ordinary stuff. They want you to be spontaneous. And now when I say out of the ordinary stuff, right, I'm saying like things that's going to cause you harm or things that you would not be comfortable with, like a threesome or something like that. No, men want you to be able to, like, get adventurous. Try different positions. If y'all always a missionary, just do the 69 tonight. If you feel like you could go on top of your head and he could, you know what, there are some, you know what, I need to, you know what magazine is, have these type of things that y'all can find this information in. I think it's the Cosmopolitan magazine. There was a section in that magazine that would tell you different, I think it was like sex moves of the day or whatever. But y'all could try like different moves in bed. Try different, incorporate toys, incorporate oils, incorporate sweet stuff, eat the stuff off of him, get the whipped cream, do whatever, get the baby, y'all just do it. Get nasty for your man. Y'all done talking nasty. Y'all done talking heavy talk. You might as well go all the way. Okay? Men ain't gonna ever ask you that, but that's what they want. They want you to do things out of the ordinary. Like, they want you to blow their mind. Like, hold on. Let me tell you something. Y'all, this when you know you blow a man's mind. And you have to must come back. Y'all ever hear when he say when they say it under their breath, they be like, y'all ever hear that? That's how you have to have him. You have to have him so mind-blowing. He'd be like, no, what to do? That's how you have to have men, okay? That's how you have to have your big niche taking care of you. Moving on, number seven. Men want you to do things just for them. And when I say just for them, he doesn't want you to do things because he asks you to. He wants to feel like you really put thought into, like,
doing something for him. So, for example, remember I tell your girlies we can be very selfish in foreplay. I think I had that on my TikTok, that we could be very selfish when it comes to foreplay. We feel like it's only about us being players. But if you want to skip foreplay and you just want to go straight, like, let me just throw this in my mouth, man. Like, just, like, let me tell you something. You tell a man that. Like, baby, hold on. Let me just throw this in my mouth right quick. Hey! Ooh! If you always go into bed in the big t-shirt, the family reunion t-shirt, don't get me wrong, I have a big t-shirt too. I just go to bed in a big t-shirt now because I ain't got nobody to dress up for. Consider wearing some lingerie, some silk. I sleep on silk sheets, so imagine sleeping on silk sheets and never on like a silk nightdress. Like, do things like just for him. Like, if you heard, like, yeah, man, I had a long day, it would really put a smile on his face for him to come home. You already done have dinner cooked, and then he used to seeing you in your family reunion big shirt and your hair tied up, and then you don't have your mask on your face. But then tonight it's just a different vibe. He's gonna be really, really happy. He's gonna be happy that you did that for him. Number 8. He wants you to help him play with your toys. Men want that. So get the vibrator. Get the vibrator. Mm-hmm. Get the vibrator. Get the oils. He wants you to teach him. He wants you to tell him, like, what to do with it. Yeah. Do you see a man? These men really freaky, you know. Like, most men may not come out and say, and I think they don't because they don't want to come across as very overtly sexual. But men are overtly sexual because they think about sex most of the time. They just don't say it. They think about sex most of the time. They just don't say it. So if you have a sex toy, I'm going to probably do it. I need to probably do a podcast episode on with sex toys and sex moves you could try next or something like that. I'm going to figure it out, girlies, first. But if you have, like, sex toys incorporated so you can make it more fun, do that for your man. That's your man. Like, this is the first thing. Look at the screen. That's your man. That's your man. That's who you choose, right? So you got to get down and dirty. Number 9. Men want to see everything. Okay, they want to see it all. And there are a lot of girlies that are shy. I was like that too, where I would only want to be under the sheet, because it all comes from a place of confidence, and like sometimes you just don't want people to see your imperfections. But we have to understand, girlies, that society has painted to women that men are after a perfect body. That's not true. Different men have different opinions and flavors and different attractions. They are attracted to different things. Okay, so men want to see everything. They want to see you ball naked, ass in the air, make it clap. They want to see it. They want to see the look on your face when you reach the G-spot. When he reached the G-spot, they want to see the look on your face. They want to see the look on your face when he already reached his orgasm peak. They want to see all of that. They want to see all of that. They want to see all of that. So maybe you should not always have sex in the dark. Maybe you should have the lights on, because men like to see that. Because remember, these are the same men that like to see you play with yourself. They just ain't going to say that, but they do. Okay? So imagine you playing with yourself, he masturbating, then y'all just come together and then boom. Maybe a baby will come, but I just telling y'all, make sure no babies. Wedding before womb. But men like to see you up close and personal. They will look you dead in your eye during missionary. Like, a man would really fucks with you, girlies, will look you dead in your eye during missionary. Now, if your man always have you in back shot position, I think he like you that much, because men just want to look in your face. They want to feel like they snatch your soul and be like, yeah, you ain't going nowhere. So men that like you want to look in your face, okay? And girlies, last but not least is something that I said earlier. Men want to hear you. Now, there's a difference when I say men want to hear you talk to them, but then there's a difference when I say men want to hear you. So talking and hearing you is two different things. If men want to hear those sounds, okay, we know what sounds we're talking about. He want to hear the breaths, the deep breaths. He wants to hear the moaning, the groaning, the all of that. Men like to hear that. Never lay in bed a mute. Do you hear me? Never lay in bed and don't say nothing. Don't ever do that, because he is either going to think two things. He's going to think that you are not enjoying it, or he is going to think that you were just doing it because of him, and you don't want him to feel like that, because that can cause him to actually not be turned on anymore. That could cause him to lose his heart on all of that. But men want to hear you moan, okay? And when they hear that, they love that. They love that. It then turns into more speed. Okay? It turns into more speed. Now, girlies, as a disclaimer, as we end this episode, right? Remember, y'all should find a name for y'all big niche that y'all only use during sex. That's something y'all could do too. But remember, girlies, before you do any of this with anybody's son, make sure that you are practicing safe sex. And I'm not only talking about from STDs and sexually, STDs is sexual transmitted diseases, right? Or infections. I want you to practice safe sex by making sure that y'all ain't trying to have no babies, okay? If you ain't ready for none, okay? So always remember, practice safe sex. And I always encourage you, if you are about to get serious with a man, I advise you to go and get tested together. My next relationship, I'm going to make sure that happens. Like, we both going to go in the clinic together. Yeah, nigga, we both going. And you going to open my envelope and I'm going to open yours. And that's just hope I don't have to hit you in your face. But it ain't going to be, I don't feel no type of way, because I pop the cherry before I get those papers and results. Okay, girlies? This episode, we come out the gate hot, steaming. Hot, steaming. Okay, girlies? But thank you for coming to another Joe Talks. Girlies, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Let me know y'all feedback. Please comment and let me know how y'all felt about this episode. I wish y'all could have seen my face to see how all of this was going down. Like, y'all should have seen my expressions. This is so fun. I love talking to you, girlies. Love y'all. Be safe. Remember, we getting big niches in time because we're going to have a good Christmas. Girlies, if I telling y'all, I know my Christmas can be good, so y'all alone can be good too. All right, bye. Love y'all. Stay safe and see you next time on the Level Up with Joshia podcast. Bye. Girlies, if you stayed through the whole episode, I have a gift just for you. I have a coupon code. If you purchase the book, Pass Me the Vodka, the digital copy, using the code VODKATINGS, that's VODKATINGS. Once you use this promo code whilst purchasing your digital copy of Pass Me the Vodka, you get any of my other ebooks on my site for free. Check it out, girlies. Bye.